Hello, champions, and welcome to the What's My Role podcast, episode 4. We're a group of adventurers exploring the many realms of World of Warcraft and MMOs, sharing our experiences, learning our roles together, and embracing the chaos. I'm Bean, and I'm joined today by Donix.
Hey.
Golden.
Hello.
And Goat.
Goat.
And so today's topic is Mythic Dungeons and our teamwork together and just kind of how things are going for us. So we'll start off with our week in Warcraft, where we'll kind of talk about what we've been up to. We'll talk about some quick channel updates. Then we'll kind of jump into the main topic, and hopefully we'll have a good time. So today's our week in WoW. Yeah, let's start there. Okay, go. You're first.
Our week in WoW.
Okay, Donix, you're first.
Okay.
We'll save you for last, Goat.
just pushing mythics, really. I jumped on, did my weeklies, didn't get anything. Got my last tier piece out of the vault, which was awesome. But other than that, yeah, just ran some mythics and putzed around.
Yeah, I got the four pieces for your tier set now.
Five,
right?
Pieces. I got the full tier set now.
Hell yeah. How about you, Golden?
I mean, we're all in the same group, right? So,
I mean, we know.
No, I thought we did, at least for the start of this week, I think went awesome. I really was wondering if we were going to be able to push higher keys down the road, you know, just like, it's a lot, like when you try and learn Mythic Plus dungeons. But we knocked out some, we came in late, right? So don't judge us. But since we pushed out those Mythic Pluses and we have that +6, Tal'Dazar, is that how you say it?
Yes, Tal'Dazar.
Yeah. And then we also got, you got a +4 for Darkheart Thicket, right?
Yes, that's what I got right now.
And then we had another party member. Donix, did you ever find out what key that was that she had?
I didn't.
So we've got 2 6 keys still to run this week, and we've got that 4 to bump up, and we're clearing it very cleanly. And I'm glad that I feel like we're hitting a point now, you know, to continue pressing keys up higher and higher. I finally got a second piece of my tier set.
Hell yeah.
So that took forever. But the bonus off of that's been pretty helpful. I did some weeklies I got done, but I haven't done the Everbloom or anything like that yet. But I figured I'd either knock that out tonight or maybe some other night this weekend. Oh, the Super Bloom. Yeah, sorry, Everbloom's a dungeon.
Yeah.
Which we did. We cleared a +5 on that, I think, right?
Yeah, we did. Was that the one we had 10 seconds to spare? No, that was the Tal'Dazar
because of our random, we had issues with both because of our random and kind of cut it close on both.
Yeah.
I thought that was great to push Everbloom. I mean, we didn't have to go back and find another trash pack, right? And we're not really following anyone else's guides. We're kind of figuring this out on our own as far as, what mobs to pull, what route to take. We're kind of just developing it on our own, which is a lot of fun. So this week's been really good.
Yeah. I know you have been playing a little bit on your own, though, Goat. So how's that been going?
It's better for me since I'm still learning.
Yeah.
So I can actually go at my own pace. I'm not trying to keep up with y'all. And then,
yeah, well, I mean, that's a fair point because
what gear I need to be throwing on. Then, oh, hey, don't forget to pick that quest up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is good, though.
It's easy for us to forget, too. I get it. It's a lot that's being thrown on you. I guess it's easy to forget how much sensory overload it can be when you jump into an MMO for the first time and it's got a bunch of systems and you don't know.
I mean, it's confusing for us for a lot of it.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. Well, like I said, dude, you also used to be able to just look at your bag and be like, okay, I need this, this, this. The rest of it's trash. Whereas I have to go through and okay, is this level 12 better than this level 14? but why?
Yeah.
I mean, y'all just know it off the top of your heads. I'm still trying to backtrack and like,
yeah,
I don't understand what armor sets are. What armor sets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just on the beginning learning terms. Yeah. But as for playing on my own, like I said, it helps me to be able to like kind of pace myself into, okay, I need to focus on doing this and finding that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot to learn, but generally the best, I'm kind of just like whatever is the higher eye level is what I'm throwing on.
Yeah.
I know like eventually I'll reach a point where I really need to look at the stats more, but I think for now we're still really just bump that eye level up.
Right now when you're leveling, the usual rule of thumb is if it's a higher item level, throw and your character can wear it. It's the right, you know, gear set. Which I think WoW actually does a pretty good job of like it'll be red and say like your class can't wear this or you know or what have you, but always pick the higher eye level when you're leveling, and then once you get much higher in your max level, and then you can worry about min maxing like the stats.
Which Derek and Mikey showed me the
Addy bags.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very is it pretty good? I'm you like it?
Super well, handy.
Yeah. It's a lot easier to look on like green, red, red.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gotcha. Colors. Good colors and bad
colors. Good colors. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it does, but apparently it's good.
That's good, though. And my week, pretty much the same as you guys. I also got my four-piece set bonus now, finally, on my rogue. I've not played my... you would. Mm-hmm. I haven't played my tank since we did it that one night, though.
I really want to go back to healing and give Derek a break, too. I do know, like, not just because... For that, but like, not that he's not enjoying it. I'm just saying, like, I really want to get back on heal. So we got to make sure sometime this weekend or before this next reset that we jump on those alts.
I know. It's like there's so much I want to do in the game, but like, there's only so much time in the day, and then there's only so much time that we can all get together as well.
And resto shamis are getting a buff or getting buffed in the next hot fix.
Ooh, that's spicy. I might have to have you go over that here in a second. So that's our week in Warcraft. Quick updates on channel-related news. We've got, I think we're doing Questline Chronicles every 2 weeks now. We might bring it back to every week. It's kind of, we're all learning the editing and how to work as a team and get these things done. We've had some scheduling issues, but I think we're kind of all getting used to the schedule and the process of it. So we'll keep up the podcast, and then we'll, you know, every 2 weeks we'll try and have another Questline Chronicles out. And then, you know, we're always talking about other things we could possibly be doing. It'll be easier as we further our characters and get better in like our mythics and stuff. We should have more time to do a little bit other more variety type stuff.
Yeah.
And then by the time we get to season 4, we might be ready to also make some videos about our mythic journey, because since when we jumped in, it was the very start of season 3. So we had a lot of catching up to do. And I think by the time season 4 starts, we'll kind of know what we're doing a little bit. Okay. So that's that. Does anyone else have anything to say on channel updates? Oh, we're making some little short memes now. That's not a priority at all. It's just something that, you know, I had some free time and I had an idea, so I slapped together a couple of memes. So
we're just shorties making shorties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you enjoyed it, I'm glad. Okay, and so I guess we'll just jump into the main topic, because why not? We already kind of started talking about it, so we'll just kind of continue with it. So, each member can briefly share their thoughts on how running Mythics has felt for them since we've started and how it's continuing to go. So, whoever wants to jump in here, if they got something to say.
No comment.
One day you're going to be right there with us. So, hope you're ready.
Like, you'll be falling behind me.
Oh, we don't have a... I hope so. I think, like I was saying overall, I guess I got into it a little early. I'm really happy with, like, how it's been going. Like if I feel like we're really learning the mechanics and really learning the dungeons now. So now it's kind of, I think we're going to reach a point where it's just going to be a gear thing, you know, and a lot less. I think early on it's a mix of two. It's a mix of your gear and then it's also like not knowing mechanics, right? So you're taking a bunch of unnecessary damage. You're not necessarily taking the most effective route. All those things factor in, but I think as once you learn the dungeons and you've got the mechanics down, and maybe it's just more punishing if you fail at them, I think that it becomes an issue of tightening things up, and then you push as far as you can, and then you just have to get the better gear, be able to push out DPS, and then it's obviously going to depend on the week too, right?
Yeah.
Like this week, is this week tyrannical? I think it's tyrannical, right?
I don't know. I do not know. Let's check real quick.
Are they set for the season?
No, every week it changes. Affixes. The dungeons are the same, but the affix is changed by the week.
Okay. Oh, that's EU. I want to see
something else I got to learn.
Yes, it is tyrannical. It's right? Tyrannical. So increasing the health of each boss by 30%, right? So that's definitely a lot harder when you're talking about not having... Maybe you're not, if you're not slightly over-geared for the key that you're pushing, tyrannical can make it really difficult to time your key. Really yeah. difficult.
Yeah, and kind of our style as we've been doing these is we almost kind of want to jump in blindly and just see how yeah. it goes. Because it's fun to do it that way, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then, you know, of we course. We hit, you know, some walls. And they're like, okay, I guess we need to... look up some mechanics here, which is usually the thing. It's the mechanics that we run into.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot to learn. There's the route. There's the how much trash do we need to get? What trash do we want to avoid? You know, there's a lot to learn. And then the affixes, we haven't seen all the affixes because I think the highest key we've done is like a 6 so far.
Yeah.
So we're getting used to that too. And then... on any given night, we're not going to be sure if it's going to be 3 of us or 4 of us or 5 of us. Or so we've right. had to do some pickup groups, and I don't know. Is that when we're making these groups, it's not like just our realm, right? Is it everybody?
I'm not sure how far out it goes for the group finder. I don't know if it's definitely not just server. It might be
like a few realms connected
right
realms.
I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to look into it, but the issue is that you typically get people who want to just be carried through, right? Like they may not have anybody else to play with.
Yeah, well, and because of the level of keys we're running at this point in, you know, Dragonflight, you never know what kind of person you're going to get for these level keys that's going to be wanting to join us. Like, sometimes we'll get somebody who's like, you know, some ridiculous item level.
That with monk. Like a,
yeah.
That we monk had, was insane.
We had a Windwalker monk with some huge eye level. He was nearly max, and he had like a really high Raider IO score too. And he was just doing crazy DPS. He knew what to do. It was a breeze.
Yeah.
And then almost the very feels next like one, we got a guy who he wasn't paying attention at first. I just think he didn't see the messages we were sending. But once he did,
right.
he figured it out. He helped us. He was thankful.
Yeah. Well, comms are always a factor, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have comms,
we had another guy who did not pay attention whatsoever. And that was on the Atal Dazar 6 we did, which we finished with like 10 seconds to spare because of this guy.
Well, that wasn't that he wasn't paying attention. He just didn't care. He didn't care about the mechanics. And he was making my life really rough.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's fun, but it's a mixed bag of what kind of person you're going to get if you're grabbing randoms.
Yeah. It slows it. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. and finish out that thought. I was going to jump on.
I was just going to say that's the tough thing, and I can't speak for any other groups, right, that are doing dungeons. But for us, it's like, well, three of us might be playing these dungeons a lot, right? So we're learning them really well, but we're always having to swap. We will have a different fourth, and then we're having to grab a random to play with us. So like the consistency of map knowledge, boss knowledge is not the same every time, you know? So it's almost like we have to spin up that fourth member of our group sometimes, right? So like we've got Beck, right? And he hasn't been playing. What's her character's name?
Aspen.
So we've been playing with Aspen, right? So now Aspen has like all these mechanics down, but if she's not on one night and we get back, he'll have to learn and catch up to her. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like this constant game of having to get everybody up to speed.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's also difficult.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is I think that the other thing is we're all kind of starting to gel into our classes. I mean, you and or Golden and I have been playing the class we're playing now for a while, but it's been a while since we played it at a high level. Yep. And then the other people in our group, you know, for the most part, that's your first rogue, isn't it, Mikey?
It is my first rogue.
Yeah.
And before that, I really only learned Hunter, really.
And Aspen has been playing Hunter for a long time, but she's never really pushed Mythics. So I know for me, like, I finally this week sat down, revamped my UI, got everything exactly how I wanted it, and then when we went and started doing Mythics this week, everything felt like it just flowed. Like, everything was easy. Like, anything that popped up, I had it. You know, I was able to take care of what I needed to. And I feel like, you know, with Mikey, your DPS is going up and up and up more that you play. And, you know, we've never really had an issue with tank. It's just usually that extra person that comes in that's kind of the wild card right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, this is my first rogue, and it's a lot different than a class I would typically play, really. Because there's a very like technical kind of opener, and that's how you maximize your DPS with them. But after that's over, there's like this 2-minute cooldown window where like I've dealt my damage, now I'm just here for a bit.
just slapping with feathers.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a process like getting that the rhythm down and figuring it out. But I think I'm like starting to get comfortable with it. And then with the UI, I've tried to like set up each character with a very similar UI, to where I always have the same button for like an emergency like heal, and the same button for an interrupt, and a, you know, that type of stuff.
Yeah, for me, it's a little bit different. I do something similar with my my alts, but my healing setup is definitely a lot different just because there's different add-ons that I use that I don't use on my other characters. And, you know, the placement of my group window, like the way I have that placed out. And it's right underneath my my weak aura, so that everything's right there in the center. It's just it's kind of just dependent on what's most comfortable for you. And for, you know, until I did that, I was really kind of hamstringing myself and making it kind of more harder than it needed to be.
Yeah, and I think you took Healbot and you kind of like changed it in like a really great way to it makes it like super easy for you to like see when you need to like cleanse something, or and also just easier to click the buttons you need to click because you kind of have it down like right under your weak aura now.
Yeah. Yeah. That helped out a lot, especially with the cleanses.
Yeah. That's great. I need to set that up on my paladin.
Yeah. I can show you how to set that up. It's pretty easy.
Okay, what other stuff did I have suggested on here? Unless someone has a topic you want to throw out there. Okay. Goals for the rest of season three. Do we have like a goal that we want to reach before this season ends?
I do. I think I've said it probably like four or five times. I really want to get the our score up to that. I think you get a mount for having. It's I don't know if it's still referred to as a Raider score, but every time you time a key, you get points towards your Raider IO, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something because it's tracked in game now, right?
Yeah.
It's tracked in game. I'm not sure if you can view it in game, but it is tracked like under the hood, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a mount you can get for having a score of 2,000.
Okay, so we want to reach 2,000 and get the mount.
Yeah.
What is the mount? Do we know?
It's a unicorn.
Well, is it? There's like a title for it too. It's like
Keystone. Keystone Master mount.
Yeah.
Keystone Master.
Yep. So.
Oh.
It's called the Hailstorm Armordon. Yeah.
Damn. The Verdant Armordon. Yep.
So what do we have to do to get that achievement?
So you need
2,000 rating.
Yep, you need a 2,000 rating.
I think we can do that.
Yeah, the way that things are going, I think we can do that.
Yep, attain a Mythic Plus rating of at least 2,000.
All right, let's get our Keystone Master shit.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good goal. Well, is that the like max, or is there something beyond that?
I don't know about achievement or... Oh, there's achievements that are higher, but I don't think you get a reward for anything higher.
Like Keystone Champion or some shit?
Yeah, well, so like there's Keystone Hero, right? And that's a Mythic Plus rating of at least 2,500.
Oh, maybe that's our season four goal.
Yeah. Which I honestly don't think will be too difficult to obtain.
No, I think haven't really started we're like pushing getting keys in the swing
until
of it.
This week. Yeah. So I other than that, the only thing I was gonna ask was Lance, since you're completely new to WoW basically. How do you feel playing the Hunter, and is there any other classes you thought you might get into and play?
I was considering Dark Knight, or the Dark Knight, whatever it's called.
Death Knight? Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, see? New. Anyways.
No, you're good.
Death Knight, I was looking into that, but I kind of want to stick with what I have now, just so I can get the basics down and... Like I said, just
you want to get comfortable with Hunter before like branching out.
Yeah, I mean, just more of like the dynamics of being able to access what I want to access, just from the thought of it. Instead of like, okay, I want to open my bag. Mouse click on things.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
well,
click
with
every
so
other
much
one.
To learn, and then having multiple classes, it could be pretty confusing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, Hunter's a great class to start out with to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think most people do start. I started with a Hunter.
So
that's the one that I started with.
old John Lemon. I still have him.
I think I did the Marksman Hunter, though. So I never played Beast Mastery.
No.
I figured with Beast Mastery. All
right.
You want me to keep going? I figured with Beastmaster.
Yeah, man.
My thoughts on it was, is since y'all hate the goat's aggravation thing or how it pulls, whatever you want to call it, that was my main thought. I get something nice, big, lots of health, and they all go attack it while I stand back and just keep pecking at them. In the long run.
Yep,
that's the class fantasy.
Y'all were saying
here,
something
man.
About there's right. one that gives you health at some point or something like that. If you max it out, you can get
is there healing pets or something?
Yeah, specialty pets you can get, or rare pets or something like that. I can't remember.
I know what you're talking about. Derek, there are three types, or is it just two types?
There's three different category of pets. So there's like ferocity, cunning, and I can't remember what the other one is.
Sexy.
Sexy, yeah. And those all kind of put themselves into a like a category of like tank DPS and like more or less like a utility.
A support.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah, Aspen would be the one to ask about this. She knows all about it.
Yeah. It looks yeah.
But like you're going to open up a whole new part of this game once you get comfortable, when you start like looking for rares and trying to get the cool pets and stuff like that.
Be a Pokemon master.
Yeah, because they have pets that can heal. They have pets that add a haste to your group, like a heroism for Mikey and Golden. It's just basically like a haste that makes people attack faster.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there's pets that do all kinds of stuff. Pets used to be even cooler. There used to be pets that could battle res, and now
really?
They just res themselves, which is kind of
man. Oh, that's fucking awesome.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, it looks like we're in a group. You might want to have a pet that... Is it specific to the type of pet, or can you change? I haven't played a hunter in years.
Don't know.
Because it looks like he could set it for ferocity. I'm looking at a thing right now. It says ferocity is good for continuous damage. Tenacity is good for pets make good tanks, and cunning pets have unique abilities.
So I'm assuming the goat is a tenacity pet?
He sure as hell is a tenacity pet.
Yeah, you know that all too well.
Goat doesn't give up.
That's right.
All right, so one thing I wanted to talk about was for War Within, when that comes out, are we wanting to be like pre-planning a composition to have like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Not synchronized, but how is it that we could, you know, if you're like helping each other, I'm sorry, I'm not a fucking dictionary.
Like synergy.
Yeah, synergy. That's
synergy.
The word.
It's one of those.
Do we want
you mean
to like
power words?
Yeah.
You mean intentionally picking particular classes that are known to work best together? As far
yeah,
as
yeah, not like meta. Like oh, let's pick the god comp for the meta, but like let's just plan out a good composition that we think would be fun to try for War Within.
Yeah, we can, man. I mean, I love playing Demon Hunter, and
you're always gonna pick Demon Hunter,
dude. It's got good utility, right?
That's true.
It doesn't have the best, but I can drop fears, right? I can drop silence on them. I've got one single target interrupt. I have another ability that's like an AOE interrupt. So, like, there's a lot of things that it can do. As far as like, it doesn't really like do any. Demon Hunters don't have buffs or anything like that for the party, but yeah. There's some decent crowd control, not the best, you know? And the mobility is high, which helps me keep from getting schwacked.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine if you want to roll with the Demon Hunter. I like variety, though. I like changing things up and rolling new characters and stuff.
I don't know if I'm still going to... If I still end up playing a tank next expansion, I've played a monk before. It's Brewmaster, right? Isn't it?
That's the tank
for tanking. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I'll make myself another Brewmaster monk, and give that a run.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean the only tough part with trying to plan out a composition before the expansion comes out. Is we don't know what changes they're going to make to the classes.
Yeah.
So
we might end up picking like the absolute worst composition.
Yeah. And really what it comes down to is like, as long as people enjoy what they play, they're going to figure out how to play them well. As long as they try. I don't know. Like, I don't mind looking at it that way, but I just know that things always change.
Yeah.
So right now it'd be tough.
Yeah, I think for any type of level we are attempting to play at, I think any classes are going to be really viable for us, you know?
Yeah.
I do think you're right, though. Like, we don't need to have, like, three hunters.
Yeah. Let's all play Demon Hunters.
Yeah.
No, I mean, instead of, like, pre-planning a composition, what we could do is just work on the synergies between the classes that we do have selected.
Yeah.
Because we're not really, right now, we're really focused on learning how to play as together, but as individuals. And
right.
We want to get to a point where the team is like, okay, I'm going to let him know when I pop this ability so he can pop that ability, to where you can get really kind of like crazy combos off, I think would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And kind of like one of the things that, like, because I'm like you, Mikey, I like to have options, is what I say.
Yeah.
So what I end up doing is at the end of every expansion, I end up with like four level 70s. And then that way, going into the next expansion, one of those four has got to be decent.
Yeah, so, something's got to be good.
Yeah.
And then I kind of do like having the option to where I could tank, heal, or DPS.
Yeah.
That's also important to me personally.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, I guess, so I don't mind playing other classes. It's just, I feel like I like this class so much, and that's the only reason why. And it makes it consistent, right? So if generally, for the most part, when we're pushing higher keys or doing higher difficulties, no matter what healer Donix plays, if he's going to continue to main a healer, if I stay the same as a demon hunter, he'll get a better understanding of how my rotation works.
Yep.
How and when I use damage mitigation abilities, right? And things like that. And so that he'll get more familiar. And so when I tell him, like, dude, I'm good, you know, right now, because I know the damage is coming in, he's going to be like, oh, yeah, he's still got this ability. He's still got, you know. So it creates just, it's just consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why I like it when it comes to tanking.
No, that's a good point too. And then it's also, we will want to have like a main composition that we are pushing the highest keys we possibly can with.
Yeah. I'm all for playing different classes. I like healing. I like healing just as much as I like tanking. I just have more experience with tanking. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm kind of like you. Like, I've mained Paladin, Death Knight, you know, Shaman. But after I mained Priest, I haven't really mained anything else. Like, Priest has been my main since WoD. So,
oh, wow.
But that's not to say I'm not up for playing anything else. Like, I like playing Druid. I like playing Moonkin, you know. I like playing my rogue, so I'm always down for whatever. But yeah, I tend to kind of, in the same way, I tend to lean towards playing my priest over anything else.
Yeah, I haven't really found that class yet that gives me a boner like that. I just want to stick with that class quite yet.
The more you do it, the more you try. I'm sure eventually, and maybe not. Maybe you'll just like to rotate continuously.
Yeah, that's true. It could be.
What they all say.
Yeah, there's still a lot of things that I want to try out since, you know, this is like the most hardcore I've been into WoW since we've played it, you know. So there's just a lot I want to try out. So
ditto.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Did anyone have any other ideas, topics, anything else you wanted to throw out there to talk about real quick before we close out?
I don't think so.
I know you got something to say,
I'm good,
Lance.
Man.
I mean, what you got, Lance? I can say a lot of things, but we don't need to talk about those right now.
Here we go. Well, how about this? What stuff in this last week of playing WoW that you learned and that you liked or didn't like? Like, what are some things that you learned playing the game more? And you're like, oh, shit, that's cool. Or you know, or I don't really like that. Like, what are some things you like or dislike as you continue to learn?
Which I'm not sure what you call it, but the section that I'm on now, which is at the...
You're in, like, Borealis? Or,
no, this is Borealis.
Kul Tiras.
And so that storyline, there's a lot more modern cutscenes. Gives you a nice ability to actually sit back and enjoy the story instead of like, shit, I gotta walk 200 meters over here to go talk to this guy and tell him I found him his chicken.
I gotta kill 10 grasshoppers right now.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it helps you follow along with the story a lot more instead of walking everywhere just to talk to people. Then you have to keep up the storyline in your head while you're doing side stories. Another thing is too, learned about some add-ons that actually, you know, benefit you.
Yes, there's a lot of add-ons that will make your life much easier.
That would have been a lot better to have at the get-go.
Yeah, some of them are hard to like go back to playing without. Yeah.
So the thing is though too is add-ons on top of learning the game can be too much too, right? If you're like, oh crap, I don't just have to learn the game, I've got to learn how to install these extra pieces.
Got to learn the settings for 20 different add-ons.
Yeah. So like go ahead.
Like clearing the bags. I really don't know what I need to keep. Don't really know what I need to get rid of. But now that I have that on, it's like, hey, this is just a little bit better than what you have. It's nice to be able to just look at it and be like, okay, I know that's better. And I can compare the two and be like, okay, this is why this is better now.
Yeah. And I think that'll be a podcast instead
of just topic. Level wise, like it gives you the more of like your +3 in this, +1 in this, -2 in that, but it's still a higher utility than what you have now. Even leveling may be low.
Yeah, we'll probably have a whole podcast where the main topic is add-ons, and maybe each of us can like bring some to the table to discuss, and maybe we'll find some new ones that we could talk about too. But that's it, guys. That's the podcast. So thanks for tuning in. Like, comment, and subscribe. Drop us some love. But we'll catch you next time.